Charles Darrow had a great new board game he sold to Parker Brothers, Monopoly. The only problem was, Charles didn't invent the game. Rather, it was a lady from Macomb, Illinois, who not only created it, but held a patent on it. So what happened when she went to Parker Brothers? The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. In 1903, Lizzie McGee of Macomb, Illinois, filed a patent on a board game called The Landlord's Game.
Incidentally, it's the plat of the board game itself, and Monopoly itself is really, really similar to our downtown square. The jail used to be in the corner. Now, we don't know that Maggie based that on here, but the coincidence is interesting.
But as Jock Headblade explains, Maggie's Landlord's Game was discovered by a man named Charles Darrow, who saw a hand-created version of the game somewhere.
He discovered this board game, and he went in and dressed it up, based it on Atlantic City, and went and sold it to Parker Brothers. And he called it Monopoly. I don't even think the guy was stealing it from Lizzie. He didn't know any better. It was almost like, you know, there was this just game out there.
Lizzie saw Parker Brothers' new game of Monopoly, which was obviously inspired by her game.
Lizzie had patented it. Few people were able to do that, but she was able to patent that game and prove that she had invented it. So what Parker Brothers did was they struck a deal with her. They gave her $500 for the game, and then they allowed her to then release a couple of other games that nobody's heard of.
As you enter the town of Macomb, you'll see the signs honoring this lady as the inventor of one of the most popular board games ever created.
We're planning on trying to take our downtown square and actually maybe make it the world's largest Monopoly game. But we're working on different ways right now to kind of pay tribute to Elizabeth Maggie. And this is a strong woman that was so, so far ahead of her time and was doing things that women weren't supposed to do that men were doing from the encouragement of her father.
Look for this town to continue to honor Lizzie's piece of history, along with many other interesting stories that have originated here. Traveling the Countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.